asked me many different questions about healing, so I decided to address a few popular bot questions regarding divine healing in this following series. First, I want to read a simple, powerful, and well-known verse from Exodus 15, verse 26. God says, "For I am the Lord who heals you." God's heart is to heal. We are going to look at this subject in depth, one question at a time. We have been brought up with so many excuses why God doesn't heal, like sin is in your life, or you need to forgive first, or you are under a generational curse. It's not the will of God, or it's not His timing, or it's my thorn in the flesh, or you are in unbelief, blaming the sick person. The astonishing thing is that we actually don't read anything of these in Jesus' life, nor in the disciples' lives. However, if we do believe this is a hindrance, then this will actually be a hindrance indeed. Because then we have just set ourselves our own hindrance and limitation of our faith. There are so many books out there to give reasons and explanations why God doesn't heal. When we come to this topic, we wear many different glasses. Do you like my glasses? Some look through the glasses of religion and find many religious reasons why God doesn't heal. Others look through the glasses brought up like that. They have never heard anything else and therefore never questioned nor given any thought of. And others look through very powerful glasses called my experiences. You may say, but I have experienced it in this particular way and therefore this or that case can't possibly be the will of God to be healed. We will look at that very carefully. And then we have, of course, glasses called my own opinion. That may now sound strange because obviously everybody has got his own opinion. But what I mean by that is I have never questioned my own opinion, nor have I carefully compared it with the Bible. It's always worth to compare our thoughts with what the Bible teaches. I ask you now just one thing. Whatever glasses you have, dare to take them off for a moment and try to focus on God's word only. We're going to compare our own opinion, any glasses, with what the Bible is saying. I will attempt to answer each but question regarding healing as brief as possible, as people don't have much time nowadays. I have split this theme into two main topics. In the first 9 questions, we will look at removing objections to healing the sick, and these will be the topics. First of all, we start, but it's not always the will of God that everybody gets healed. But even Jesus couldn't get everyone healed because of their unbelief. But does God not use sickness to teach us? But Paul didn't get healed either from his thorn in the flesh. But Paul left people sick. But isn't God sovereign and in control of everything and chooses when to heal? But Jesus picked only one chosen man at the pool and left all others unhealed. But does by whose stripes you were healed not only refer to spiritual healing? But do we not need to fast first before we pray for healing? And then we will look and allocate another 11 questions to God wants to use you in healing the sick. And these will be the topics to that. But do I not need a clear call from God to heal the sick and preach? But do I not need first a rhema word from God before I can pray for the sick? But wasn't it just for the apostles to heal? But how does faith work when it comes to healing? But does the sick not need faith for himself when he's prayed for? But I don't know how to heal the sick. But do we really have the authority and the power over sickness and demons? how do I exercise authority over evil spirits and sickness? But what do I do when it seems God says no to my healing? But what is the right perspective of biblical healing? But what has being an ambassador for Christ got to do with healing? So these are all the topics we're going to look at it, and we are really going into depth with it, and I'm excited to share about that topic with you. Thank you very much for watching, and see you soon.